Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
What up, okay, y'all? So we're trying to do a... Which side is the microphone on? I always forget. The top or the bottom?
The bottom.
Oh, okay.
Always the bottom.
So we're going to try to do a on the road. We haven't been talking for like the last 7 minutes, probably. So...
Well, we have.
We can put a little bit of Mariah in the background.
We have. It just hasn't been consistent.
So we're on our way to have lunch at...
Smoke.
It has everything. Barbecue, wood, smoke.
It's fabulous. There was a one episode where he talked about a midget, like on roller skates.
There's always a midget in every single one of them.
Yeah. He talked about a midget on a skateboard.
Uh-huh.
And that was something in reference to, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and thank you. And it was fucking hilarious. But I haven't seen any of the last ones that he's had.
He's no longer on the show anymore.
Right.
So.
But didn't they just do a reunion with him?
They just did one for What's His Name's last day.
Yeah, and Seth. Everyone came back.
What's his name? Seth?
Seth Meyers?
Seth Meyers, yeah.
So anyway, so we are headed up to a restaurant called Smoke. And it's everything and anything you'd ever expect out of like a barbecue place.
With weed.
Right. They also have it's a combination, like, I saw them on the cooking show where they were, like, giving sort of the ingredients as to how they get, like, the meats, like, slathered with their rub
shit.
Or whatever. I mean, it's, like, literally, like, 15 ingredients. And it's all spices. It's insane the amount of shit that goes into it. Oh, fuck.
What are you gonna get? Are you gonna get pork?
I'm gonna get a brisket plate, probably.
Brisket, that's beef, right?
Yeah. They also have, like, ribs, and apparently the ribs are really, really good. I haven't had their ribs.
What about their chicken? Have you had the chicken?
I don't know if they have chicken.
They do.
They
I saw it on the menu.
I mean, I don't ever get their chicken, because I like their brisket. But you can, I think it's one of those places where you can get, like, two of, kind of like Popeyes, where you can get two, or like...
Like a mix.
Yeah, you can get, they have, I think, a mixed plate.
You can mix it up.
But I'm serious, like, their brisket is amazing. When I visited Pookie in San Antonio when she lived there...
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say it's all the way out where she lives. I was like, we're going to have to go to Popeye's. I'm sorry.
No, I'm on a mission to get some fucking barbecue, so you're tough luck, bitch. We would have driven all the way.
That black guy was packing.
Oh, I didn't
even see. In his tight khaki shorts.
Oh, I didn't see. But anyway, so this place, they have, like... Apparently, like, the barbecue capital of the world is considered either Austin or St. Louis. And I think
they have two different kinds of barbecue.
Yeah, I think it's up for debate as to which one's the better of the two.
Because even the barbecue in North Carolina is different.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
Because I think they have a North Carolina sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
vinegar-based.
Yes, it's apple cider vinegar.
And I think St. Louis is like mustard-based, or maybe that's Austin. I can't remember.
Possibly. I can't, I mean, I watched, because they had, I think
There's
it was
so
like
many.
A barbecue, it was a barbecue episode, so there was a lot of like... They were talking about a lot of places across America that were really good with barbecue. So it was, I mean, it was just several places. But it was, this place I know for sure because I've been there several times and it's really, really good. So I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, I'm a big fan of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like macaroni and cheese and pizza are kind of like the same thing. No matter how bad it is, you can still eat it.
Like it's edible.
Right.
I want to agree with you. However, I have had bad pizza that I just, like, to me, I think pizza, and I don't know if you are going to agree with me, to me, pizza is, the sauce is everything. Like, the sauce makes...
I don't like sweet sauce on my pizza.
No, I don't either, that's why I like Giordano's pizza, because their pizza's amazing.
Have you been to Pequod's?
No, I've never, I don't know.
Girl!
I can't
It has everything.
cheese, remember? yes.
How are you going to live in Chicago and never eat a fucking piece of pizza
You know, I mean, like, I probably will. Like,
you'll just shit it out.
No, I'm going to have to sacrifice, like, my stomach being in pain. So, I mean, either
maybe
that or
you have that, like, thing where people can't eat seeds.
No, I can eat seeds because I've eaten, like, chia seeds, and those are fine. I don't have any problems with chia seeds. But I think it's just, I have an intolerance to, like, milk. And my doctor said that I could take, like, the enzyme.
Lactate or whatever?
Yeah, to help with that, so that way if I did want to eat something that was, like, heavy on milk or cheese, like, I could eat it, drink that, and then it'll, you know, suffice. But I haven't tried it, so I just, you know, I just kind of cut it out. It is really hard, though. I mean, because, like, when I was on Atkins, I mean, hello, all you eat is meat and cheese.
Oh, my God. I could not. Like, I lost, like, 30 pounds on that, but, dude, I needed a fucking potato.
Yeah.
And I needed some mashed potatoes inside of a bread bowl. That's what I needed.
That is... Wow. Do you remember that pasta that you had at the Greek restaurant? That's that.
Right. Yeah.
No, but you know what, though? I will tell you, when I was on Atkins, girl, I was down to 185. I mean, I could see the cum gutters.
I don't want to be that then.
No, I want
to... 200 is good for me.
I want to be at, like, 100.
Well, good luck, because your bones probably weigh 100 pounds themselves.
Right. Well, my muscles alone probably weigh more. I think that's the part of my problem... And I think that's also the one thing that I've sort of come to terms with is that's a short, upper, hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, hello. Aren't you lucky? He's probably a Jew.
He didn't Jewish. Beat.
Oh. So, anyway, I love my Jews. Yeah, I mean, I was like, I think, like, that's the one thing for me. It's like, for example, my legs are pretty muscular. And so, like, when I get on the scale and the doctor tells me, like, oh, I weigh 254.
What is that?
Oh, it's probably like a garage sale and the sign went off.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it's really difficult to... It's hard for me to come to terms when they, like, oh, you weigh X amount of weight. It's like, well, you can't weigh muscle. I mean, it's just difficult. So, it's hard to live with that number. There's some yard sales.
This is really interesting. Like, those women are going inside the house. I'm kind of scared for them.
Well.
It's like an estate sale or something.
They don't come out. We know where they went.
Hello. They're probably in some barbecue.
So, is that all you lost was 30 pounds on... How long
did
you do it?
Well, I stopped. About 2 months.
See, I did it for 2 years.
Yeah, I can't function like that.
And I, like, was healthy. Like, my...
And I need to eat fucking fruits. Like, I cannot...
That was the hard part. That was hard for me. Because although I love blueberries and raspberries and strawberries and stuff, I can't just live on that.
Raspberries!
Like that lip. Like that raspberry lippy. Yeah, no, I mean, I like mangoes. I like pineapples. Like, I love apples and...
No, I have a question. Am I the only person that thinks... Maybe it's... I think it's mangoes. They're the ones with the huge flat seed inside, right?
Yeah, it's like an oval, but like, yeah, kind of like a little flatter.
For some reason, to me, those taste like pine trees.
Really?
Like, they have like a pine tree taste to them.
No, that's only you.
And I don't... It must be like a taste bud thing. Like, I can't... I don't like
it. You know what? I could see why you would think that, because if they're not ripe enough, like, if they're... Yeah, I could see how that would come off as that taste, because when they're not ripe, they're not that sweet, and they do have more of a nuttier taste.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, like, the seed in the middle, I mean, that's not, you know.
But you know how, like, a pine tree smells?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it tastes like to me.
That's strange.
It's weird.
I think you've only...
But it's also, like, to some people, to cilantro, like, when they eat cilantro, it tastes like soap. It's like a genetic mutation of their taste buds.
Really?
Yeah, so they can't eat cilantro.
That
would suck for a Mexican, wouldn't it?
Well,
my sister, cilantro is like your lettuce.
My sister doesn't like cilantro. I don't understand how that's possible, because it's pretty much in everything. I mean, hurry up! Come
yeah,
on.
I mean,
fucking
hunch back in Notre
asshole.
Dame. Get your ass across the road.
Oh, that is mean.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't stop me from thinking that thought. I just didn't say it out loud.
You say a lot of things out loud that you're not supposed to say.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. I don't give a shit. Why am I going to keep it inside? There was a question I wanted to... Let's play 20 questions. Ask me a question.
I'm busy right now.
Doing nothing but holding the fucking phone.
My hand hurts. That's a big church.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Any shade of blue or a particular shade?
Did you notice the blue shorts that I had on the other day? The ones that you said, oh, I like that color blue?
Yeah.
That's my favorite color blue.
So is that like a navy-ish color blue?
No, because navy is kind of dark. It's like a royal blue, kind of.
Right, okay.
What about you?
Well, I teeter-totter between orange and blue, and I'll tell you why. Because I feel like orange, because it's bright, I love it, and it makes me smile. And blue, because, again, it could be a dark color, but it's typically typically a brighter color, and it's warm. No, it's cool, but there's a little warmness to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I like
orange. It's probably like my second or third color that I like. I think yellow is number two, and then orange is probably number three.
Yeah, I think my second favorite color, if those two are tied, would be red. I like bright colors, so I would like, when I think of like Japanese people and how they like to do like really bright colors, I love that.
I wonder if it says anything about a person that likes colors that are either, like, you know, I just said I like blue and yellow, which are primary colors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the actual color that I like are the primary colors.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it says something about somebody that, you know, if you like purple, I wonder if it's something that people that like purple, they all have, like, the same kind of...
Personality.
Or there's something...
Or a trait.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Do they carry a trait of yellow and blue...
Got it. Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense. You know, I actually took a color test.
Wait, yellow and blue make green.
Right.
Purple and blue and red.
Red
make purple. That's what I mean.
So, I took a personality test when I was applying for the University of Phoenix to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the personality tests that I had was a color test. And the color test was sort of to show you, like, you'd answer a bunch of, like, questions, and that would decipher what color you were.
Right.
And then that color would decipher whether you would fit in that environment. It was really interesting.
I don't know if you should really go by that as a personality test.
I don't think I don't think it was, like, a definitive, but it gave some insight. Because, you know, the problem with those kinds of questions is that it's a definitive yes or no. So there's no, like, you can't, like, you know, it's not like, you know, for example, and this is probably, like, a lame example, but, like, let's say someone asks you how you're doing. Well, I mean, you could be like, I'm okay. Like, I'm not sad, I'm not mad, I'm not angry, I'm not happy, I'm not, like, I'm just okay. How do you answer that question? You know what I mean? Like, and be definitive.
Well, if there's yes, no, or maybe.
Yeah, but then how would you answer that?
Maybe.
But if those questions never have maybe. They're either yes or no. Like, are you
or it's good today? I'm always happy. I'm a little happy. I'm never happy.
Oh shit! Hot.
The tall one.
Yeah. Yummy. So anyway, but that's the kind of questions that they would, like, that's the kind of questions that they would ask. Where it's like there's no definitive answer, but they want you to define that question by answering yes or no, or, you know, a little, like, you know, I'm happy or sad. There's no in between. So it's kind of like, you really can't, like, you know, I don't know. You can't really answer that. Because if you are just feeling okay, does that really mean, like, what does that mean?
Should we, if we stop at a red light, should we ask a complete stranger what their favorite color is? Like, roll down the window?
I mean, we could, but... She looks angry.
Yeah. We're not going to ask her.
So,
what's your favorite color? Guns!
Oh. But there is gunmetal. Gunmetal is a color. What's your favorite time of year?
I have two, spring and fall. But oh my god, to pick between those, I would probably say fall.
Me too.
And I think one of the reasons I like that, and maybe here, well, they experience that here, but I've lived in the mountains, so we get to see all the trees change and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was very pretty. Like, we could go up into, like, the parkway and drive for, like, hours.
Yeah.
And look at all the trees changing color.
Right. Now, like, Connecticut and all that, that's not very, I mean, it's close, but it's not very close to you guys, right?
No. It's
still, like, a little further up.
Like, a long way.
So,
probably like 20 hours really? Drive. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that seems really far. Because Connecticut and like all that area is like New Hampshire, Connecticut, all that is by. It's above New York, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, then I guess it would be really far. But I heard that my friend had a coworker at work and she would go visit, like she would travel down there and she just absolutely loved.
You see that?
Yeah,
it's a pimple. Oh. It's hurting so bad.
No.
You want to pop it for me?
No! That's so gross.
Can you kiss it for me?
No! Nasty. What if it's a herpes? Oh, you got
it's
a raspberry lip!
It's the beginning of a raspberry.
Raspberry! Raspberries! Anyway, so yeah, I would probably agree with you. My favorite times of year are spring and fall, and particularly fall. One, because I love the warm smells of like coconut, pumpkin, like just that.
I fucking hate pumpkin.
That warm.
I'm in a PSL.
Oh,
oh, shut up, Becky.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite pastime? No, scratch that. What's your favorite restaurant to eat at? Like fast food wise.
Oh,
like,
fast food.
Yeah, let's not like get too crazy.
Fast food, God, there's like each place that I like has their own unique thing that I like. So it's kind of like,
okay, but let's put it this way: what could you eat every day and be okay with? I mean, taking aside the like health factor,
right?
Like obviously,
Sonic.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like every day.
Every day, Sonic.
Interesting. Now, are you only... Wait. So now, are you only liking that place because of the shake? Is that, like,
no,
the motivation?
Like,
is that the motivation?
No, their burgers are good, too.
Their burgers are good. I do have to say that.
And the shakes are good, too.
Yeah.
You can attest to that.
Yeah. Yes. I had that fucking coconut dream. Oh, God. It was so good.
What's yours? Oh, you know what's good, though? Well... No, I think I'm gonna stick to answer, but In-N-Out's pretty good too.
I couldn't
I couldn't eat there every day.
No, I like my favorite is look at this guy right here. My favorite was Carl's Jr. and
Hardee's.
We got Carl's Jr. and
Hardee's is the same company, it's just in the South.
Right. Carl's Jr. and Jack in the Box. I love. Oh my god, they're sourdough.
Oh, you know, Del Taco is good too. But those are
Pink
all West
Taco
Coast.
Good.
Those are all West
right.
Coast restaurants.
Pink Taco was good. We had fish tacos there. What is my favorite? What would be okay? So if I could potentially eat one every day, I know this is probably going to be horrible. People are going to be like, "What?" Probably like White Castle. I love their burgers.
Oh my
They're
God.
So fucking good. And
Ew.
Their fries. And their fries with cheese. Oh.
Ew.
I mean, it just... But it tears my stomach up. If I don't get the onions, I think I'm okay, but it will tear my stomach up eventually.
Well, that's... White Castle in Spanish means tears your stomach up.
Culo cagao is what that means. Shitty asshole is what that means. Yeah, that's that. If I could eat that every day, I probably would. Sorry. So go ahead. I've asked you like 5 questions.
But 3.
Okay. Exaggerating a little bit, but you get it.
What is your favorite type of metal?
Metal?
Like gold, silver,
oh,
platinum.
Platinum. Platinum, but if I can't afford it, so I refer to silver.
I like silver. Gold, for some reason, I think it looks ghetto.
Well, you know, I actually like rose gold. And I do prefer, and I do like the Indian yellow gold, but it's got to be like that bright ass yellow. I don't think I would ever wear it. But yes, I prefer like platinum or silver. Like if, silver. In terms of expensive, like metal, platinum for sure. But it's a very soft metal, so it like it can bend very easily, it can scratch very easily. It's not as durable as like silver. So, what's your favorite brand of shoe?
Running shoes.
I was gonna say that's what I was gonna define. Yeah, let's just say running shoes, for example. Or like gym shoe or athletic shoe of any type.
Like the best pair that I ever had, and I still wish I could find like just the same shoe.
Quit holding on to old shit. Just move on.
Well, I'm telling you my favorite, and obviously if it's my favorite, it's because I liked it and I want more of it.
Oh, that's what she said.
But I think it's pronounced Saucony or Saucony?
Saucony, yeah.
Saucony. Yeah, 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 yeah. I had a pair of shoes that were excellent. Actually, I still have them. But
I do. I think I've had a pair of their shoes.
My next one will probably be Nike.
Cool.
I like Puma, though, too.
I think my favorite brand of shoe was either New Balance.
Oh, my God. Do you remember Ruse? Kangaroos?
Yeah. Or Keds. Or what was it? What was the other K? K-Swiss.
Oh, I did have some K-Swiss. Yeah, I like those. They still make those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're still around.
But they were always all white.
Yeah.
That you never had color.
Well, back in our K-Swiss. Day, yeah. Now they have colored ones. But I like now what I like and what I can wear is like Converse or Pumas because they're a flatter Converse shoe.
Remember when Converse used to cost like $7?
Oh my god.
And now they're $47.
Well, they're still cheaper. I mean, you can get a good pair of Converse. And
You have to get over.
Oh, fuck. God damn, with all this.
Not only is it about to be. Well, there's 5 seasons in Chicago, and one of them is continuously. Like, it never leaves, and it's called construction. there is always some fucking street that's being worked on, some sidewalk that's ripped up. Like, literally right there on Ashland, where I live, they just put all new grass down, those grass plots, and now a bulldozer has come and pulled them all up so they could pull concrete out of the driveway. Is this it?
Yep.
You have to...
Oh, they closed the parking? Ugh, it sucks.
Why? Oh. This is the parking for it?
It used to be. Or is it no parking in front of there or no parking in there?
Well, just drive in there and ask them.
Well, come on. Anyways, I don't think you can park in there. Damn it, that sucks.
Well, this says you can park anytime except vehicles displaying something.
No, you can't park there anytime except vehicles displaying. And I'm sorry.
What's it say over here? Parking for. Nice. Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturday until 12. So no Sunday parking.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I should park here, though. I'm a little afraid.
Yeah, I would... Oh, it's for City Smiles.
Yeah, but it's only...
Usually park?
Well, we usually parked in here, but now on the outside it said no parking. But I don't know if it meant for no parking in that little area or no parking in here. So I'm a little afraid. Well, we'll just park right here.
And then we'll ask them?
Yeah.
All right, so let's end this.
All right, so we're here.
Questions more later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.